Extinction of the Predator. For many years, predators had ruled the planet Earth. From dinosaur to spider mite, the planet gave them birth. But human beings differed in a myriad of ways, and this they demonstrated through their various displays: law and order, money, power, thought, emotion, feeling, civilized society, suffering and healing. Their search for terra incognita pushed them to explore, but for every door they opened, there was just another door. Illusion flawed their vision and the way that they related to everything outside themselves, the world they had created. They knew they had the answers and the keys to life's success, and yet around them life would perish under great duress. The world was out of balance, for the human way of being was destroying all it touched through the blindness known as seeing. Forests fell and oceans died. Wars were fought and lost. And as the speed of time increased, so too did the cost. And still, predation swallowed life, destroying Earth with speed, an entity of dark illusion, fueled by fear and greed. But all this had to happen for the new world to arrive, for human beings to step into the truth of being alive. First, it happened slowly, with the few and far between. It was as if the sun was shining on a world they'd never seen. And as they practiced energetic thinking from the heart, civilized society began to fall apart. And this was called the end times, or polarity division. Every human being was invited to revision. Those who could not hear their heart chose systems of predation, while symbiotic souls found their way to co-creation. Predation pulled the mind. Symbiosis pulled the heart. Predation favoured power. Symbiosis favoured art. And thus the worlds began to split as humans made their choice to hear the voice of fear or to hear their inner voice. And as the Earth's vibration rose, the worlds became uncertain. Were human beings strong enough as one to lift this curtain? Their numbers seemed so few and scattered through a world of pain, where even on the brink of doom, predation seemed to gain. But transformation starts within, as every student knows. Often much has changed inside, while outside nothing shows. Those who sought for mastery of self began to meet. Vibration was aligning them at work and in the street. And where they met, they shared themselves in full, without disguise. Their meetings fueled their vibratory signatures to rise. Their glow was unmistakable. Their numbers grew and grew until together, as one entity, humanity came through. Predation could not penetrate the veil to the now. Its cycles spiraled downwards till it took its final bow, and everyone who followed it had made an active choice to experience polarity without their inner voice. But as we know, the time is now. There is no other time. So though this lesson comes disguised as poetry in rhyme, we shall keep the veil open till the final curtain call. Hear the whispers in your hearts. We'd love to have you all.